This is University Beats. I'm Mark Schreiner. During his time at the University of South Florida, Ismet Hanzik earned both a master's degree and a doctorate in mechanical engineering. But instead of leaving the university and taking his ideas to the corporate world, he joined Moterum, one of the almost 50 startup companies based in the USF Office of Technology Transfer. Working with principal investigator Kyle Reed and mentor David Huizinga, they're bringing one of their concepts, an adapter for crutches, to the marketplace.
Anybody that has used crutches in the past knows any improvements is a good improvement in crutch walking.
The kinetic crutch tip is a small plastic piece that fits on the bottom of a crutch where the rubber stopper normally goes. But instead of being round like the stopper, it's stretched out a few inches on either side, giving the user the ability to brace the crutch more fully. Imagine the balance you get standing on your whole foot versus just on your tiptoes.
It makes crutch walking easier, more efficient. It can help you walk up the slope without any motors or actuators. It can also control your descent down a slope, make it much safer so you don't go too fast or fall down or use balance or things like that.
But the challenge for inventors like Hanzik is figuring out how to get an idea to the marketplace. He chose to turn to USF Research and Innovation. Dr. Paul Sandberg leads USFRI, an underwriter for University Beat.
Any professor, any student that's interested in discovering, in starting a company, in inventing, we're here to help them. We have a student business incubator. We have our regular Tampa Bay technology incubator, and they're right next to each other so that the students can interact with the senior companies as well.
For the past 5 years, the number of patents issued to USF has ranked among the top 15 universities worldwide. In addition, each year, it's received more than $400 million in research awards. Sandberg says that work hasn't gone unnoticed, as earlier this year, USF was named by the National Science Foundation as an Innovation Corps site. It's one of only two Florida institutions to receive the I-Corps designation.
So it's pretty exciting for us that they picked us, because Tampa Bay is an important economy, and we want everyone, whether they're faculty, students, staff, to really be part of it. And so it's a great resource for us.
The university will train inventors and researchers not just from USF, but from around the region. Dr. Daniel Yeh, a USF professor of civil and environmental engineering, has already been through the I-Corps boot camp.
And they break you down. They want you to throw out all of your assumptions about your research, why you think it's good. It's your baby. Of course it's good, right? They want you to throw all that out there and ask yourself, like, well, will anybody really care about this product, this invention?
Yeh says the boot camp forced him to ask questions he hadn't before about the Icarus project that he's working on. It's a technology that can grow microalgae out of wastewater and then turn it into biofuel and other forms of green energy.
If your technology is not solving a problem, it might surprise you later on that nobody will buy that. So working from that angle, we're basically able to just deconstruct what we're doing and really focus on just what, you know, is there a problem and how can we align what we're doing towards solving that problem? And if what we're doing is really not solving a problem, we need to pivot and maybe go in a different direction.
Hanzik and the team working on the kinetic crutch tip also took part in the boot camp. He says he's grateful for the experience.
There's this disconnect between research, academic research, and getting it to the market, to the customer. And I think it's really important for the university to nurture that, to give students tools and faculty tools that they can do that transition.
That transition is getting closer for Hanzik. The team is in the final stages of figuring out the design of the kinetic crutch tip. They've also applied for a number of grants so they can take the product to the market, where it will join a long list of products invented by USF researchers and students. You can find out more about USF startup companies and see video of the kinetic crutch tip at work on our webpage, wusfnews.org. For University Beat, I'm Mark Schreiner.